Setting the Agenda. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden's going to land in India next hour for the G20 World Leaders Summit, focused on the world economy, climate change, and energy, and Russia's war in Ukraine.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the president is committed to working with emerging market partners, and that there's a belief that other countries could benefit from, as he put it, copying how President Biden rebuilt the American economy.
And that's one of our main focuses heading into the G20, delivering on an agenda of fundamentally reshaping and scaling up the multilateral development banks, especially the World Bank and the IMF.
The presidents of China and Russia will not attend the summit. Both of those countries are in the BRICS group, which recently met and extended invitations to six more countries, including Iran. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Hurricanes getting stronger fast out over the Atlantic.
Hurricane Lee became a dangerous explosive Category 5 overnight. Will safely miss the Caribbean this weekend, but the East Coast needs to monitor Lee's path for potential direct or indirect impacts next week.
Fox meteorologist Janet Steen there. It's now more than a week since a convicted murderer escaped from prison in Pennsylvania.
Danilo Cavalcante is believed to have been spotted multiple times since his August 31st escape from the Chester County prison. Pennsylvania State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says he thinks searchers are closing in, but each day Cavalcante evades them raises the risk to residents.
I believe he becomes more desperate. I believe he has always been very dangerous, and I've said that from the start. He's already murdered two people, one in Brazil and one here, in a very brutal manner.
People are urged to call police if they spot him and not confront Cavalcante on their own. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Former President Trump holds a rally in South Dakota today, where he's expected to be endorsed by Governor Kristi Noem. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
A Georgia grand jury report on former President Trump's efforts to overturn election results is due to be released at 10 a.m. Eastern time this morning. He and 18 co-defendants face criminal charges. Florida's highest court is set to hear arguments today on the state's abortion ban.
The seven justices on the Florida Supreme Court, five of whom were appointed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, will listen to arguments presented by the state and Planned Parenthood over the constitutionality of a 15-week abortion ban. It's known as the Heartbeat Bill and was signed into law by DeSantis last year. The arguments are expected to focus on abortion and its link to a constitutional right to privacy. This year, Florida's Republican controlled legislature passed a new law banning most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy and would only take effect if the court overturns abortion rights protections in the state. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Man's reported to be in critical condition after a shooting during last night's Lil Baby rap concert in Memphis, Tennessee. He was rushed off stage. The arena was evacuated. Police say they do not know who fired the shots. The defending Super Bowl champions lose the first game of the NFL season.
After a poor start last season, the Lions won 8 of their last 10 games and almost made the playoffs. Thursday night, they picked up where they left off last year, opening the 2023 NFL season with a 21-20 win in Kansas City on a night when the Chiefs unveiled their Super Bowl championship banner. Kansas City was leading 20-14 in the fourth quarter when Detroit put together a 9-play, 75-yard drive, capped off by a touchdown run by David Montgomery to take the lead. The Chiefs were playing the game without All-Pro tight end Travis Kelce, who was out with a knee injury. That left Patrick Mahomes without his go-to receiver, and the Lions' defense held him to just 226 yards passing. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
Stock futures are lower this morning. The S&P is heading for a losing week right now. The Dow futures are down 50 points. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan officially ending his embattled political career. Madigan will not seek re-election as the 13th Ward Democratic Committee person, his last remaining and longest held elected office. The 81-year-old elected to office back in 1969. A Jacksonville, Illinois man accused of making threats against President Joe Biden, former President Barack Obama, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on social media. Prosecutors say Adam Mauser posting a series of threatening messages to X last month. He threatened to shoot and kill Biden, Obama, and Clinton. Work underway in Incorabasa Industries' $250 million expanded manufacturing facility in Gilman. Governor Pritzker joined state and local leaders to celebrate the groundbreaking of the project this week. The expansion creating 40 new full-time jobs. Incorabasa is an industry leader in soybean processing. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Jim, we go to our weather on this Friday. It's Mr. Greg Solier. Diane's got the sponsor. That's Carl.
And Carl reminds you, you need to have the talk, guys, about prostate cancer and see if you're in that higher screening level and, you know, high risk level. Go to carl.org for details.
I'll tell you what, Mr. Meteorologist Greg Solier, I kind of like the feel of this thing, and it's going to look pretty good next week. I think high 70s next week, maybe, huh?
Yeah, we'll probably see a little cool spell in the wake of some early week rainfall, but I think the bulk of which passes to the west and south of us. But temperatures a little bit shy of normal, but then a recovery as we move on through the second half of the month around here. So folks wanting to enjoy a hint of early autumn, well, your wish is certainly guaranteed and promised and delivered this weekend and early next week. Just a drabble of rain, nothing to get out of control. If you need some dry time to get the back 40 ready to go with harvest, we're seeing some of that in the western Corn Belt areas and then patches in the eastern sections. And unfortunately, from a rainfall standpoint, after this stuff early next week, we continue to move deeper into another extended, very much extended, dry, mild, warm fall season around here. So the dryness and drought factors may be on the increase. Quick check on Lawrence, Kansas weather this morning. There's some shower activity north of Kansas City. They're weeping, I'm sure, after that football game last night. Some activity down into the Ozarks. Should be about 88 this afternoon at Lawrence, with skies brightening this morning, sunshine this afternoon, kickoff at 6:30, and about 81, 82, much like we had it at Memorial Stadium here last Saturday out there for this evening. Back this way, closer to home, 60 at Willard and Savoy, 74 today with a partly sunny sky. Might be a sprinkle on the windshield if you're up towards the Kankakee. Down tonight to 56, sunshine for the weekend, 76 tomorrow, up near 80 on Sunday. Couple of showers, spotty stuff Monday to Tuesday, and a sprinkle Wednesday. Highs near 80 on Monday, then low to mid-70s for Tuesday through Friday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, it would be very large if Illinois could somehow pull off an upset. Looks like the line is 3.
Okay.
It was 3.5. That means people are betting on Illinois.
Kansas seems to score a lot of points. I think the average is like 35 points a game.
They put up a lot. I think we can score on their defense. What can our defense be? What can they do? I don't know. I think it's a coin flip. If we go out there and lose, I don't think people will be shocked. I think, you know, how the game go, what did we do that was really good? What did we do that was a little surprising? I think we were all surprised by the lack of impact of both our offensive and defensive lines last week. Okay, we got the best front seven, you know, all that. So that was we'll see what happens. But I think Coach used that. Because, you know, we're talking about, oh, they're the greatest.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that they heard that they didn't have a lot of impact in the Toledo game from the standpoint of what we expected. That expectation thing can be a bugaboo.
Mm-hmm.
So Brett Bielema, just a day or so ago.
Obviously, yeah, everything's accelerated today, but I think our guys have handled it really, really well today. Even brought our defense inside because the stadium, we had that blaring as loud as we could with crowd noise. Obviously, a sellout over there. I know they're excited about it. Got their everything from their uniforms to their fan base. Everybody's been making a big deal about this game. Good part is we get to be a part of it, right? So to have a chance to fly over there and play a really good football team, I think our guys are excited. They got good players on both sides of the ball, and it's a kicking game. So from a health standpoint, Matt Bailey's been back with us. He won't be able to play this week, but he'll be back with us, I think, next week. Other than that, everybody came back. T-Strain's been cleared. Practice today from a protocol standpoint there. Isaiah Adams practiced today. really, that's about it. I don't think there's anybody else in there.
Yeah, and by the way, that's pretty good. I mean, you go to a football game and you got everybody back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Matt Bailey next week, so that should help with the Penn State game.
So we should be pretty good. We're going to bring along a couple new faces. Some of the freshmen we've been especially in the back end between with Sabor, Caleb Patterson, Prince Ford.
And Brett Bielema a couple days ago. So we know that this is going to be a tough game, and we might lose. But if we win,
right,
stand by for some real excitement when it comes to Penn State.
So the NFL season is out of the gate. Detroit kind of sloppy win over Kansas City, 21-20 yesterday.
I mean, it was this drop passes Kansas City. It was unbelievable.
Montgomery with some momentum to the end zone for the touchdown. David Montgomery behind the strength of the Lions. The offensive line. An extra point away from the lead for Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit won 8 of their last 10 last year. They almost made the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They kept Green Bay from getting to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They went to Lambeau Field and beat them in the last game last year. Dan Campbell, former Saints special teams guy, I think. No, tight ends coach, Dan Campbell. He's the head coach at the Lions.
Okay.
And, man, tough big guy, and said, I learned nothing about my team tonight. I knew they could do this.
Nice.
So it was Patrick Mahomes is so good, but he does need a little help. No Travis Kelce, their second best player.
The knee injury.
And how do the fans feel about Chris Jones, the defensive tackle who sat in the stands because he's not being paid enough?
I see.
Here's a question. If you sign a deal, are you obligated to follow the deal? Or can you say, yeah, the other guy got more, I'm not coming? I mean,
speaking of more, Joe Burrow's deal. Did you hear about the bail? $275 million, 5-year deal.
$55 million a game.
Wow.
I'm sorry. $55 million a season, but it's like $3 million a game. And he doesn't have to play.
That's insane.
He has $220 million guaranteed. But I mean, Chris Jones, the third best player in Kansas City, they don't run the ball that effectively if he's in there. But he's not coming till you pay me more. Well, you signed the deal that we were going to agree on that, and you agreed, and now you say you want more.
Man, this puts the administration staff in an awkward place, huh?
He'll probably get his money because it's winning and losing, and Patrick Mahomes is stinking great.
Right.
But he had 4 drop balls. One guy, yikes. Wow. Well, he dropped 2 or 3. The one fellow that went off his hands and they got the interception for a touchdown. I mean, that wasn't Patrick Mahomes' fault.
So the Bears and Packers are coming up with a 3:25 kick on Sunday. And Pia's has their patio tailgate watch party with the big screen TV and satellite. So they'll do the brats and the hot dogs and the tenderloins on the patio between noon and 3. And they're giving away a Fields jersey and Bears tickets. Mm. So make sure you check that out on Sunday afternoon.
Ought to be a nice thing if you want to win a jersey. Justin Fields, the man up in Chicago.
Absolutely.
They got the easiest schedule in the NFL. They should do better this year. I would expect them to. Okay, I was doing kind of body English watching Adam Wainwright, who did not pitch horribly.
Okay.
It's just the first pitch of the game, Acuna from Atlanta hit the ball 123 miles an hour on a line drive out of the park.
Yeah.
I mean, he just crushed it. And Adam gave up 3 in the first, but held on. It was the 5th inning. He got through 5, but the Cardinals are going to have to score 10 runs for him to win.
I see.
Anyway.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals are in Cincinnati tonight, where they'll open a 3-game series with the Reds. Last night, the Redbirds were going for a sweep in Atlanta, but it was not Adam Wainwright's night, and the Braves hit 5 home runs, powering their way to an 8-5 win.
What a display for the Braves and the power department, and Max Fried was tough, too. He got a quality start for Atlanta. Cardinals gave him a finish, a terrific at-bat after another in the 9th inning, 7 at-bats in a row, in fact, and a couple of really good defensive plays for Atlanta sealed the victory.
And it was a 2-run homer by Travis d'Arnaud in the 7th inning as their catcher, who caught just 1 game, came up with a hit that put the game away.
They have a very deep lineup, and it showed yesterday.
Tonight, the Cardinals have Drew Rahm returning to a city where he was born, 0-2 for the Redbirds. Andrew Abbott, 8-4, a left-hander for the Reds, on the air at 4:45 Central. Ricky will bring you the lineups at 5:30. I'll bring you the first pitch at 5:40. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Arizona over the Cubs 6-2. I felt like the Cubs had such momentum going with all the hits and all that.
Arizona's right there, though.
They were kind of due for a flat game, is my point.
Well, Arizona is right there competing for one of those wild card spots, and it's a real melee down there. Now, the Cubs seem to be safely ahead by three full games for that second wild card spot, but you just got to get out there every day and try and win them. That's for sure.
It's a 1:20 start at Wrigley with Jameson Taillon on the mound. Chicago White Sox start a series against Detroit with a 5:40 start. Of course, we've got lots of high school football to look forward to. And when it comes to Illinois volleyball, Notre Dame came out on top. So now they'll continue with the tournament against Oklahoma at 5 o'clock today. And Coco Golf. Did you hear about this weird, Coco's into the finals, but there was a 50-minute delay because a protester glued his feet to the floor.
Uh-huh.
And the police had to remove him somehow.
Or you just tear the skin off and take him away.
Wow.
That'll hurt, but that's dumb. So you just peel his, you don't do anything like, you don't take solvent, you grab the guy and rip his feet. Come on. That's ridiculous. You get what you tolerate, Diane. If you don't do that, everybody will glue their feet.
I guess.
Because you have to listen to me because I'm unhappy about whatever I was unhappy about. It's so bad.
Okay.
Weather brought to you by Urbana Park District.
And they remind you next week on the 15th, the Wandale Sculpture Garden celebrating the 25th anniversary. And the Jazz Walk will also happen at Meadowbrook Park, all between 3:30 and 7. So put a star on your calendar to participate. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, and Van Ann vicinity, and a very delightful spell of September weather continues on across the area. Next mention of any organized shower activity, bulk of which will pass to the west and south due into the first half of next week. Hey, it's a 6:30 kickoff at Lawrence, Kansas for this evening. They'll top out this afternoon into the upper 80s, but in the drier air, settle back down to around 81, 82 at kickoff time, 6:30 this evening, and then 70s thereafter. Clear skies and a light northeast wind again for Kansas and Illinois football out there at Lawrence, Kansas. Back this way, partly sunny and 74 this afternoon. We'll level off with a few clouds tonight to 56. Weekend forecast is a good looking one and a fine feeling one at 76 tomorrow, up near 80 on Sunday and Monday. Monday to Tuesday, a couple of showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm will cool Tuesday to about 73. A sprinkle next Wednesday at 72, and then low to mid 70s for next Thursday and Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
BC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at BC are designed with your goals in mind. BC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Apple shares appear to have stopped their slide today. This week's sell-off followed a ban on the use of iPhones and other foreign-owned smartphones at work by Chinese government officials and others. Analyst Dan Ives at Wedbush says he believes the reaction is overblown because in a worst-case scenario, it involves 500,000 iPhones there, and Wedbush predicts 45 million will be sold in China over the next year. Aviation parts supplier Spirit AeroSystems wants its clients Boeing and Airbus to pay more because it says inflation makes its contracts unsustainable. Airbus says it's dealing with wage inflation, parts shortages, and more scrutiny from regulators, so it needs to reopen contracts. Spirit AeroSystems says it's already cut costs. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority. All right, Brother Johnny coming up on this Friday, 7:23. Hopefully, Griff Jenkins, Fox News television anchor and reporter. That's expected in the 8 o'clock hour, we're hoping.
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching the Kansas City Chiefs banging on that drum and everybody doing the tomahawk chop.
Chant action.
I'm just going, okay, so, oh, that's professional. Well, what about the Seminoles down in Florida?
I know.
All of that stuff is very confusing to the semi-intelligent people that say, wait a minute, was the chief that racist and bad and bigoted and all that stuff? Was it? Then why do we allow Redskins? What the heck? I mean, that's kind of a derogatory. All right, so they quit that.
Right.
But the Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, go ahead and see how that works in Kansas City. Tell them they can't do the tomahawk chop anymore. See how that goes for you. Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, George Soros was behind getting rid of the Redskins name.
Okay.
He funded all of that.
I see.
So I think it was the chief was
and
far
now
away.
It's just Washington. Or
the Commanders.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and you know, Cleveland has switched to the Guardians as far as their baseball team, no longer the Indians.
Yeah. But Soros funded the Redskins. It's been revealed. Don't think he had anything to do with the Chief Illiniwek, but who knows? I don't know. But I just know. And with the guy protesting, gluing his feet to the tennis
right
floor? He's at the U.S. Open. He's on the court and he glued his feet?
Yeah, I don't
know. And what was he protesting? What was the problem?
I should look it up. I was just...
Glued his feet down and Stevie J would have had the security remove him immediately and forget about the feet, they'll heal. And if you're going to be that stupid and dumb and inconsiderate what others are trying to do.
One protester of the four glued his bare feet to the concrete floor.
Okay, then that's going to hurt a lot. So
50-minute disruption.
50?
From four environmental activists.
Why was it a 50-minute disruption? They had to probably say, well, don't tear his skin.
Right, right. Well, they all had shirts that read, end fossil fuels.
Well, you are. You're doing a good job of it. Gas prices are high, and it's intentional. It's not helping the earth because you got China, India, and everyone else, and now we are dependent on other people to get our gas.
Medical personnel needed to safely remove that person.
Unbelievable.
It was a bit challenging.
Unbelievable.
Not like a typical day, said
we'll
Goff.
Am I being mean by saying I wouldn't have done that?
Right.
I'd tore the skin off his feet because you can't. Are you? What if somebody does
tough for the crowd and golf and the tennis players? I'm just saying, what?
You just it take 2 seconds. You get two big guys and rip it. If somebody does that on the Dan Ryan, glue their feet down. Would you tear the skin off the bottom of their feet, or would you take 50 minutes and block traffic for 10 miles? What would you do? I tear the skin off the guy's
right.
Am I being mean to Stevie? Is Stevie J too mean? 217-359-2255. Or should we get medical personnel, take an hour, and safely have the solvent so it doesn't... this might cause a rash. I hope this doesn't hurt you too much. And way to go to stand up for what you believe, Billy. Good job.
Wow.
We are absolutely lost our mind. Okay, we're going to break. I just can't believe you would take an hour out of the U.S. Open. Everybody has to rewarm up. You have to redo everything.
That's what Coco Gauff was saying. It was hard to figure out how to conserve the energy and you know, the momentum of the game and all of that. One protester said the group wanted the U.S. Open to be accountable because of the global warming.
Please, be candid. Some of you are not big fans, but you kind of check out what I'm saying every day, and that's fine.
That's right.
We love you. But what would you have done if somebody glued their feet to concrete to disrupt the U.S. Open? I say two big fellas, take them off. Going to hurt like heck. It'll heal eventually. Next time, don't glue your feet to cement at the U.S. Open. It's fine to peacefully protest as long as you're not absolutely stopping progress for humans trying to do something legitimate like play a game. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. 217-359-2255. Please be candid. Let me know. 728.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gale Ferrix Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. The days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight. Gale Ferrix Trucking. 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com.
When Ross went out, I always told him, be careful. And that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over when you see flashing lights. Everybody is somebody, somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Did you know the Anita Purvis Nature Center is a home for live animals? Stop by the Nature Center. View the turtles, owls, snakes, and salamanders. These were orphaned or injured animals who wouldn't be able to survive in the wild, but they help educate the public at the Nature Center. Sponsor an educational animal for as little as $15 a month. And make sure that animal has good food, housing, and medical care. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Air Force One carrying President Biden to the G20 summit in India will touch down soon in New Delhi. Hurricane Lee, a monster.
Not often that you see a Category 5 like this in the Atlantic. Probably one of the most intense hurricanes that we have seen.
Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean, it is expected to pass safely north of the Caribbean islands, but winds could reach 180 miles per hour at some point today. King Charles honoring his mom,
Queen Elizabeth, on the first anniversary of her death, recalling her devotion and her service to the nation while in London's Hyde Park. A cannon salute on his accession day. Elizabeth died at 96 at Balmoral Castle, her Scottish summer retreat, after a 70-year reign. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, the governor kicking off a new school year. He marked the occasion by visiting Fairview Elementary School in Springfield, along with Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona and Illinois State Board of Education Superintendent Tony Sanders. All three took a tour of the after-school programs. Illinois Department of Public Health awarding $249,000 grant to a Peoria hospital. The funding given to OSF Healthcare Children's Hospital of Illinois, used to improve statewide pediatric emergency and disaster readiness capabilities. The grant will support several initiatives, including assessment of hospital disaster plans and identifying and addressing disparities in emergency and disaster care for children. Champaign Fire is holding the annual 911 Memorial Ceremony Monday. The ceremony will take place at the northeast corner of Westside Park at the Champaign Fire and Police Memorial. The public is invited to attend the event. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. And overall, a pretty comfortable, easygoing spell of late summertime weather continues on. Next, a mention of any organized rainfall will pass primarily west and southwest, but it's the forecast for early to mid next week, and that pleasant temperature pattern will continue on thereafter. And out at Lawrence, Kansas for football this evening, 6:30 kickoff, a light north-northeast wind, generally clear skies, and temperatures will top out in the upper 80s this afternoon, should be into the lower 80s at kickoff. Back here closer to home, partly sunny and 74 this afternoon, a north breeze, partly cloudy tonight, 56 for the weekend, sunshine and 76 tomorrow, 79 to 80 with a partly cloudy Sunday, a couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm due in here for Monday and Tuesday, and a sprinkle on Wednesday will turn a bit cooler. Monday's high up around 80 with highs into the lower 70s Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Well, it's football season. We love hearing this theme. Monday Night Football is going to be a good one. Buffalo at the New York Jets and the new Jets with Aaron Rodgers. Unbelievable upset. Well, it wasn't unbelievable. Big upset last night, I think, with Detroit going into Kansas City and winning with a shorthanded Kansas City team. Travis Kelce got a knee issue, did not play. That's the second best player in Kansas City. Third best player in Kansas City, Chris Jones, tackle that wants more money, even though he has a deal. Was in the stands, and there's no way Detroit runs the football the way they were running it last night. With Chris Jones is in there, who's kind of a Super Bowl hero. He made some big plays in their win last year. It's Brother Johnny in New Orleans. Johnny, did you happen to see that Kansas City and Detroit game at all?
I can tell you, I think number 19's name is Tony, isn't
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he slept very well, Steve. You know why? Because I couldn't sleep after watching him. The guy dropped three game-winning passes. You have to catch one out of those three passes, and they win the game. Let's just not even discuss the bounce off the chest, right in the chest, over his head somehow. How does the ball even go over his head into the defensive back's arm, who scored the touchdown? Ball game. But then he dropped one at the end, and he turned his hands wrong, Steve, if you remember that play. And the poor guy dropped three.
Brutal. And, now, they catch the ball. They probably win with a field goal. I mean, that was down there.
He catches that third one.
Yeah, right.
Which would have made up for the other two. But the guy's not a bad receiver, I don't think. But, man,
well, Chris
skulked a little bit there, Steve.
Christian reminded me that was the same guy that blitzed the Saints last year. So,
I know he can play. That's just, but you know, like you say, they had a couple guys missing, but those passes were key. The real story is Detroit's good.
Yeah, they
They're
are.
A good football
yeah,
team.
Yeah, they are.
And I think they were coming on strong last year, and then you've got Dan Campbell coaching, who's doing a good job. And Goff, you know, he's not, You know, he's just quite, he's there, but he's not, you know what I mean? He's just at the fringe of the top tier.
But they've got a great offensive line, it appears.
Yes.
Jared Goff.
That could put him up. So look out for Detroit. They got to be a happy team, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They can win at Kansas City on the opener with or without Kelce.
You know.
They can beat anybody.
You just have to really applaud Detroit, Michigan. You can't get a ticket to their games anymore. You have to go on the road if you want to watch them. And then another thought of mine, I watch all those Detroit Lion fans in Kansas City. Now, this is the unfurling of the Super Bowl banner and everything. How did they get tickets, and who's got the life to go to Kansas City and watch your team play?
Well, it's not for any Super Bowl banner, I guarantee you, because they've never won one.
Yeah, right.
I got to pull for a team like that. I mean, I've been there with the 43 years without a Super Bowl with the New Orleans Saints, and it's pretty fun if you follow your team and they win one for the first time. It's an amazing thing. After that long.
It's Brother Johnny, New Orleans on the Tapman's Toy and phone line. So Diane brought up the U.S. Open tennis, and four environmentalists apparently were protesting fossil fuels, and they're doing a good job with that because gas prices are rising, and we're dependent on other countries like they want, so we don't buy gasoline-powered cars, I guess. So anyway, so that one of the protesters glues their feet to the concrete enough to stop play at the U.S. Open, and then it took an hour with medical personnel safely removing the glue from the bottom. I said I'd take two big guys and rip the feet off the concrete. Was that too
big? Well, I don't think. Now, see, I wouldn't have done that. But I sure wouldn't. Unless she was standing or he was standing in the middle of the court, why would you stop play?
It looks like it's an upper tier.
I don't have any idea why you'd stop.
I don't know why they would stop.
No,
I mean, they are standing up and
unless
hollering,
they're yelling, screaming.
They are.
Okay.
So they won. It was worth it. His feet will be fine. And they stopped the play. Why would you stop play, Diane? That doesn't make any sense.
And now they're clearing out the section on the YouTube that I'm watching of this incident.
Clearing out the section?
Yeah.
But
like
I mean,
three levels up.
So I was too brutal, too mean to suggest your skin will heal. You can't do it. I just think that's ridiculous. Muhammad, listener, you are right. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Bart from Oakwood, I would do the same, Stevie, but what would Jesus do?
What would Jesus do?
What would you think there? Johnny, I mean, is that, but for...
Here's what I would have done. I would have said, be careful, don't try to pull those up. We'll catch you after this is over. So he could stand there and watch the thing till they're done.
Well, what if they scream? What if they yell?
Well, okay, I don't know what you do about that.
Yeah, can you get like a phone booth thing and just put it over the person?
We call out the soundproof room. But at tennis, you're supposed to be quiet. Like golf, you can't have a guy.
Yeah, I see. He's screaming and he boos.
With a few others.
Well, that's the difference. Now I'm getting the picture. So if he's up there screaming, you know, maybe you do have a tee and you keep him out. But they probably were screaming before it happened. That's interesting. Well, you got to give credit for creativity.
I mean, but back to what would Jesus do about, you know, people blocking roads and people, you know, protesting what they think is righteous. I mean, it's you just,
well,
I don't
wouldn't want you to rip his feet up, but I don't know. You try to talk sense into the people.
Right.
And do you arrest them? Do they get arrested for this kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. But nobody's charged with anything anymore, so you're let go. So I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right, so I overreacted. I ripped this guy's feet off. It's just so weird, so frustrating that if I go glue my feet up at the Dan Ryan in Chicago and somehow don't get run over and I stop traffic for an hour, that's not right to do that to other people. I don't know.
That's true, and there's a lot of things that aren't right going on. And it's unfortunately many of the people protesting for justice are the most unjust of all of us, let me tell you.
Well, I find that the people that say hate doesn't live here, hate kind of lives there.
Right.
So
yeah.
The coexist bumper sticker next to the unseat Rodney Davis.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, ESPN 93.5, you always text us, 217-359-2255. I sin every day, so anyway, all right, so here's the whole Donald Trump capsule with Bill Maher, liberal, who calls out the wokeness in people, and really does, but he's pretty liberal. He's on with Joe Rogan, and they're discussing Joe Biden or Donald Trump. Who would be worse? And this I think encapsulates, again, I disagree with all of it, but it encapsulates what is out there when you're talking about Trump versus Biden.
I always said this in the beginning. It all comes back to that he is a clinical case of malignant narcissism. It's not just a quirk. Mm-hmm. It's actually in the big book of crazy, you know, that.
Right.
I mean, it's a real thing. And it affects everything he thinks and does. It's why foreign leaders were able to curry favor with him. All they had to do was kiss his ass and they got whatever they wanted. Do I really think that he wants to help Russia and Putin? I think Putin had him as soon as he said, Trump is a brilliant man. Good, you got me. It doesn't take that much. He's a dangerous guy. The idea that he could be president again, as opposed to Joe Biden, again, Joe Biden, not my first choice, not my 100th choice, but the other guy is a crazy, stupid criminal.
Okay, so what's your reaction to Bill Maher there, Johnny? Hmm.
I don't know where he gets that. I was living during Trump's administration, and I heard him talk a lot. I'm sure he's as arrogant as some of our sports athletes, as confident as some of the bigger leaders, and he wants his way. That's all of them. You should know some of these guys. But as far as a dangerous guy, there was no war. What do you think Ukraine is? I think that's very dangerous if you're around there. It wrecked the entire country. Probably wouldn't happen with Trump, and he's saying he's dangerous. And is he crazy? Whew, I don't think he's crazy. What did he do wrong? He closed our border. He had the economy humming. He made better deals with China, for example. He did at least delay Iran's nuclear program and made them understand, listen, we're not going to stand by and take it. And some people who wanted to push America a little further didn't like him. A lot of the leaders didn't like him. You can't ask NATO to pay for our defense. You got more money than we do. That kind of thing. I didn't see any of it. We had independent energy in 2 years. I didn't see what was he dangerous about it, except he was going to wreck the Democratic program to take us to socialism. If you want socialism, he's dangerous. But if you want to be free, you need a guy like that, especially right now. I don't know how you stop these people. It isn't going to be from those guys whimpering about Trump. What did he do? What did you see, Steve? What did you see that Trump was so dangerous?
I didn't see it. I saw a guy whose policies I liked a lot, and I think it's the ultimate doctorate thesis on, is it important to be liked?
What did he do that made you think he was crazy?
Well, people are turned off by, you know, I had the largest at my inauguration. Silly stuff that got into weeks of coverage.
Well, wait a second. That's not to say I had more people at my inauguration. Obama isn't dangerous. And he shut up about it when he saw the aerials.
Pictures,
but,
yeah.
You know, those kinds of things are
trivial. I think people look at that and say he's dangerous because he wants to be the king. He wants to, it's all his way.
Wait, what do you think Joe Biden did? He sold out just to be the king. He wanted to be president. So he'll read anything they tell him to read, say anything they tell him to say. I'm just telling you, what do I think? I have no idea how you can live and observe it to any level at all and come up with that conclusion.
January 6th, insurrection!
He didn't even do that. They don't have that story right.
Yeah. And the people that believe that think that we're totally off our rockers.
Well, wait a second. I saw the clips of Trump, and they're saying, look what he said. And he says, you have a right to go protest peacefully. Then he came out after the thing was going a little. He says, you need to go home. Oh, look what he's doing. He's stoking. He said, what? He says, you need to go home. And they say, look what he's doing. Then he's stoking the fire. That doesn't look like stoking the fire to me. And I don't think I'm crazy, but let me tell you, between me and those two guys that you just played, one of us is nuts. But that's just it.
You should never harbor hate ever. It's bad for you. It's bad for your soul. You never harbor hate on anything, anybody. I prefer prayer if you've got problems. But there are people that look at Trump, and there is a fist-clenching hatred that you can't stand.
That happens to other leaders. I think that's true of Biden, Obama, Bush. And I don't know where those people come from. But as far as Trump, I just don't, other than the 24/7 complete just persecution and attack on the man for anything and everything, most of which we found wasn't true. I don't get it. And so another thing, Steve, what's so hateful about going in front of a church the protester started on fire with the Bible, basically saying God is in control? I don't think that's hateful.
Yeah. Well, it's out there from the standpoint of, you know, this. That's why I think Biden will get votes over Trump, because they hate Trump. It isn't about his policies. It's about...
Well, that's already happened once. I think there's a lot of people that won't vote for either one of them.
Yeah.
And Trump wins that. And then I think there's a lot of people who didn't vote, but their vote was counted. So that's a whole other issue. But I think you're right. I think there's a lot of people that can't stand Trump, but it's not because of Trump. It's because of the image that's been created through social media, the main media.
Yeah.
And then you can do the clips. You've seen the edited clips of Trump. You can make somebody look pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's what they've done for 7 years. So I'm more for Trump now than I was before, because I'm not caving to that kind of deception. I don't care who Trump is. If you're going to do that to a person, I'm supporting them because I like the underdog.
Here's the text coming in, 217. We have our head in the sand. Joe says, I can't vote for either one of these guys. Ted says, actually sit, take a look at all the people in his cabinet. You'll see how they're all connected. They represent...
Who?
They represent...
Biden.
Division. They have division, racial, political, sexual platforms, a division to manipulate our economy. So
was that Trump or Biden?
They're talking about Biden and that at all this cabinet. It's all about racial division.
I gotcha. And I think the guys that couldn't vote for either one of them is a pretty broad group of people, actually. But again, that's good for Trump, because those people did vote for Biden last time. They never could vote for Trump. Now they won't vote for Biden either. And I get it. I mean, you can rationally argue, I don't like either one of them, but I don't know if you can argue that Trump was bad for America. You can say it, but boy, if you look at the numbers, if you try to be a little objective and not get emotionally involved, Trump did very well for this country.
217 says, laughter boosts your immune system. Hugs boost your immune system. Sharing boosts your immune system. Smiling boosts your immune system. 1 minute of anger and hate weakens the immune system for 4 to 5 hours. So
I think that's great.
Yeah.
good point. That's a good point. I agree, and I like to laugh, and I like to hug.
It is, and yet you're hearing this stuff out there that just isn't correct. You know, you can say they're lying, whatever. It's not correct. And what they're saying is, from the White House a lot of times, Karine Jean-Pierre, wow, some of that stuff just isn't accurate. So,
well, Steve, what I've learned to do as an engineer is, when you're testing a theory, you take it to an extreme. Does it work at this extreme or that extreme? And let's look at the progressives, and there's a great test. You've heard it before. If you think that a guy should be able to play on a woman's team, win the national championship, then go in the locker room with his trophy and watch the girls undress. When, if the girls say anything, they may be off the team. If you get to that point, you're right, progressivism doesn't work. Those people are wrong. That's so wrong, they're probably wrong about everything else, which they generally are. And so that's a good test. I mean, I'm not obsessed with the issue. I'm obsessed with the fact that it's, how can you trust people that would come to the conclusion that that's okay? That's my
question. No, I can't. I can't possibly explain away why it's okay for.
And most people listen, well, I don't agree with that, but I still can't stand Trump. You know?
Exactly. No, it's.
But wait a minute. Go back to, who are those people that came to that conclusion? They're also telling you that the world's going to end in 10 years from climate change, and have been saying that for 20 years.
No. It's,
I mean,
what's happened? Keep in mind, for 50 full years, we have emphasized Title IX, the opportunity for women to play sports. And now we have guys deciding they're not women, beating them in their sport.
That's, well, and you would always have that if you let them, which we let them. But here's the thing, the NCAA, Sports Illustrated, it's like, that's okay, this is great, what courage it took to switch from being the 461st best swimmer in the men's group to number one. Yes. I mean, that didn't take any courage, but it took a lot of nerve. Another good test is, why would you scrap our independent energy program when you have not shown that we're producing the main cause of climate change? We're not as warm as the Roman warming period. We're not as warm as the Middle Age warming period. And we're reaching the peak of this warming period. It's like a sine wave, a cycle. And yes, we're contributing a little bit, but we should not have scrapped our energy program. We paid Putin for how many months when he was launching his war? Because we didn't have the oil, because we canceled the pipeline. Just that one pipeline, and we wouldn't have buy oil from Russia. And then had we kept our program, we might have been able to help Europe, who could have deterred Russia. Now they've wrecked Ukraine, and we're spending all our money defending them after they've already lost their country. I mean, it's those same people don't think the girl should complain if there's a guy in the dressing room.
That's ridiculous.
Keep putting yourself back to square one so you can stay connected to some sort of reality and grounding so you can make the right call, because it's all our own perceptions, like you say. You have to know to survive, you have to understand reality, and that starts with, there is a reality. Look for it.
Brother Johnny down in New Orleans, a passionate day today. We had some good stuff here. By the way, the worst for me was Afghanistan. What we did for generations of people and what we did to leave them there was unconscionable. We left our weapons there. Horrible strategy. Pulled out. Lost 13 brave souls of our own team. Just despicable how they handled the withdrawal of Afghanistan.
That started
the whole Let's Go Brandon thing, too. That was all because of Afghanistan.
We launched the Taliban on the Afghanis. We have no idea the carnage there. There again, Trump wanted out, but he wasn't going to turn the Taliban loose. And it kind of stalled with the 25. I think we had 2,500 people over there, and he was working on it. But that's not a dangerous man. Pulling out like Biden was extremely dangerous. And don't forget about the $80 billion worth of weaponry.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. How many lives will we lose from American lives with that? We'll never know. $80 billion in stuff. What are we doing?
Well, not just the billions in the hardware. They've got the technology that's on it. And that's where you really lose out, because they study those machines and they find out what we're doing. So it's just nothing but bad stuff when you start thinking about some of those events.
Brother Johnny, New Orleans, we appreciate you. Thank you for Friday's visit, and away we go. Illinois plays tonight at 6:30 in Lawrence, Kansas, against the Jayhawks, who are 3-point favorites. Can we beat the
Kansas? Wait a second. It's Friday night.
It's a Friday night game.
Okay, short week, but we had a big boost with a good moral victory and a pretty good game. We didn't play well in the first half, and we need to start out a little earlier.
Yeah.
You need to start playing ball early.
And they've got a sellout over there in Lawrence, a big deal for the Jayhawks.
Are they supposed to be any good this
year? Yeah, they won a bowl game last year. They got a terrific quarter. They got two quarterbacks. One is exceptional. He's supposed to play tonight because he had injury issues last year. So they're going to score on me, but again, let's hope that we can stay with them.
And we have
our defense is supposed to be good. Maybe they'll start to gel. What's the station is being broadcast?
It'll be on ESPN2 at 6:30.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
We got your Saints and Titans, Jaguars and Colts, and Bears and Packers on Sunday.
Go Jaguars for sure.
Yes, sir. I think the Jags are good, and I think the Bears are going to be. We got to keep an eye on those Bears this year.
Colts got issues, and I'm rooting for Jacksonville, my local guy. Aww. So, the Saints beat Tennessee?
Right. I mean,
yes, but will we? Don't know.
Yeah. And then Bears Packers, you won't have a guy in Chicago saying I own you, but Packers are better than you think. So we'll see.
All right.
Johnny,
here we are.
Thank
NFL.
You. Yeah, let's
All right,
go.
Thanks.
Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Diane.
Thank you, Johnny.
Have a good
one. Appreciate it. ESPN 93.5. Meteorologist Greg Saulier, brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and a very delightful spell of September weather continues on across the area. Next mention of any organized shower activity, a bulk of which will pass to the west and south due into the first half of next week. Hey, it's a 6:30 kickoff at Lawrence, Kansas for this evening. They'll top out this afternoon into the upper 80s, but in the drier air, settle back down to around 81, 82 at kickoff time, 6:30 this evening, and then 70s thereafter. Clear skies and a light northeast wind again for Kansas and Illinois football out there at Lawrence, Kansas. Back this way, partly sunny and 74 this afternoon. We'll level off with a few clouds tonight to 56. Weekend forecast is a good looking one and a fine feeling one at 76 tomorrow, up near 80 on Sunday and Monday. Monday to Tuesday, a couple of showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm will cool Tuesday to about 73. A sprinkle next Wednesday at 72, and then low to mid 70s for next Thursday and Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Frask International in Urbana is a legacy founded in 1958 by aviation pioneer Rudy Frasca with a mission of improving safety in the skies. Over 60 years later, Frasca is committed to providing the best simulation equipment available with superior quality and a personal approach to service and support. Would you like to make a difference in your job? Frasca is looking for an accountant, a CNC machinist, manufacturing and electrical engineer, electronics design associate, and customer service support. Positions for software, aeronautical, mechanical engineer, and machine shop finisher are also available. Positions include an extraordinary benefits package. The perfect fit will enjoy full-time benefits with paid time off, holidays, a 401k, and a Monday through Friday schedule. For details, call 217-344-9200. As an equal opportunity employer, you can learn more about the application process at frasca.com/careers.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Your home for the